Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome back. We have a prison strike, another nasty gift from the pandemic era, and an extradition all the way from Alaska. And if you don't already know who the honorary starter is for Talladega this week, we'll tell you. My name's Ike Morgan, and we are down in Alabama. Alabama state prison inmates have reportedly gone on strike, reports AL.com's Mike Kaysen. Alabama Department of Corrections officials say they've been told of inmate work stoppages at all the state's major prisons. Monday morning, an inmate advocacy organization called Both Sides of the Wall held a rally for a few dozen people and called for a strike. Their demands included improved conditions and health care, which is not a new demand of Alabama prisons, neither from activists nor the U.S. Justice Department. And then recently, there was some outcry after an inmate's sister posted photos of him on Facebook looking emaciated in a state prison. Among those walking off their jobs Monday were food workers, and AL.com did hear from a couple of inmates' kinfolk saying that at that point yesterday, ADOC spokesperson Kelly Betts said that all meals would happen, but that some will be late. The havoc created by the COVID pandemic and its domino effects, socially, economically, and medically, continues to seemingly be related to bad news. AL.com's Amy Yerkinen reported that new cases of type 2 diabetes in minors nearly doubled in number during the pandemic. This is according to research done at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Now, note, type 2 diabetes isn't typically juvenile onset diabetes. It's the more common type that's been associated with obesity and other risk factors. The researchers looked at new cases of type 2 diabetes in children between March 2017 and March 2021. Pre-pandemic, they were seeing 11.1 new cases per month. After April 2020, they were seeing 19.3 per month. Now, there's an obvious trail of logic that could be taken here. Schools closed that spring, and some stayed closed into 2021. Behaviors changed, weight was gained, and diabetes cases rose. Dr. Ambika Ashraf is the director of the Division of Pediatric Endocrinology and Diabetes at UAB. Quote, "There was a drastic change in activity and sedentary lifestyles in youth during spring of 2020. And other studies show that adolescent males experienced greater weight gain and were more sedentary than female counterparts," end quote. Now, of those studied, boys showed a higher increased risk than girls. But he warned that there's not enough research to say for sure that the temporary lifestyle changes are directly linked to diagnoses. For example, he said they didn't know whether the patients they studied had been infected with COVID before their diabetes diagnosis. Child sex allegations will follow a person. Recently, they followed a Sylacauga man all the way to Alaska and brought him back to Alabama, reports AL.com's Carol Robinson. According to Sylacauga police, 34-year-old James Everett Steen was being investigated for an inappropriate relationship with a girl under the age of 16. Police say that after he found out he was facing the allegations, he hopped on a plane for Anchorage, Alaska. He was taken into custody as he deboarded that plane, however, and after fighting extradition for 60 days, he was brought back last week by Sylacauga police. He's been charged with second-degree rape, second-degree sodomy, and transmitting obscene material to a child, all Class B felonies that could get him 2 to 20 years each. It's Fall Talladega Week, by the way, folks, with the Yellowwood 500 taking place on Sunday at Talladega Super Speedway. Now, Auburn men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl will be the honorary starter. That means he'll get to wave the green flag to turn them loose on lap one. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Until then, come on by and see us on the internet anytime you want to at al.com.